Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Let's not pretend us going on the computer and Googling Kodai Senga's splits, they don't know exactly what the hell is going on.
What
and
computer
they're trying to
would you go on for something like that?
Probably this other one over here.
Uh-huh.
Right over here. Wallet took some shackle, too.
Oh, my God.
It's moist. Can you stop that? This is a serious situation.
Very serious situation.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help your... Right?
Yes.
On 98.7 ESPN.
DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Now, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. By the way, we... What? I feel like I'm in a car wash.
Yeah, I don't... Just try to ignore. Can you hear it?
No, I can hear it.
Yeah, on the air, you hear.
I'm gonna switch sides.
I hear it's really loud.
I think it's self-driving.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
This is on the air.
This is very much on the air.
It sounds like a plane trying to take off.
I think it's self-driving.
Let me go get the orange hand markers.
There it is. Come. We're back.
You got the guy with the orange coat.
I'm guiding
directing you.
Yeah. This way.
Come on in this way.
Left.
Are you good?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't hear it now. So
because RJ unplugged it.
Yes. Yes. We're taking you back behind the curtain right now.
Right behind the curtain.
Your microphone.
Probably should go. Probably, well, I wasn't saying anything. We probably shouldn't.
Well, we didn't mention it. You heard it. You heard what was happening.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's get into the Jets. By the way, a couple things. We have giveaway time in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours.
Yes.
You're going to have a chance to meet us at the Beach Bash and VIP access and have a chance to win the gorgeous Bronco that you're driving around the tri-state area
gorgeous.
Right now.
It really is.
A buddy of mine parked in the garage yesterday, same as you. He said, I got to tell you. I spoke to him last night. He goes, I got to tell you. That car is amazing.
It's amazing, dude. I'm telling you, like the blue accents on the rims, it actually like at night looks like they're like LED lights. Like they light up.
You know who has the same rims?
Who?
Santiago.
They're very nice.
Does he
rims.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the picture of the Bronco and I showed it to RJ and Dave right away. He's like, wow, those look really familiar.
He has the same exact
rims. Oh, that's
rims.
What he meant. You have the exact same rims, huh?
Yep.
The exact same
rims. So he was probably voting. So he's got a beautiful car.
You left in my car,
this
high luxury.
This is why he works all the jobs.
I bet you, and he owns his car. I lease my car. I bet you he's spending high threes a month.
Easy. You know, he goes, window down, rolling around.
And then he waves at all the other Jeep owners.
You have
that's
to.
Right, because I'm not a snob.
Well, I don't think that's snobbish. I think that's
awesome. He doesn't like when people don't wave to him.
Croissant.
He believes that they're being elitists.
So you pull up next to another Jeep and you strike up conversation? How far does it go?
No, you
I
don't.
Just hope that you're never home alone when it happens.
You're supposed to do it as you pass, not when you pull up to somebody.
Okay.
That's like a quick, like, cool, hey.
You see a very attractive woman, though. You pull up red light, very attractive woman in a Jeep.
Now we're having a different conversation.
Do you roll down your window and say, hey, and start the conversation like that? Like that's
Yeah, that's exactly how the conversation
starts. That's how
starts,
we would do
as
it.
As a matter of fact. Hey.
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 Hey, you.
I'm Raymond. Nice Jeep.
You ever listen to DNR on 98.7? I'm that Raymond.
That's me.
That's the opening line right there.
I think so.
All the time.
And nuptials 6 months later.
Sure.
At this rate, no.
You want to get married, though, don't you?
There was a time that was true.
He's very picky now.
Have we passed that time?
I don't know. We have to revisit that.
The nice thing is it's never too late. You see
never
Al Pacino's
too late.
Having a baby?
Oh, yeah.
82.
Amazing.
Your move, De Niro.
Amazing.
82.
It's It's old.
You see how old mama is?
Very young.
His girlfriend is?
Very young.
29.
Well, yeah. She's not going to be 82.
Well, you wouldn't think she would be 29.
She's going to be changing the baby's diapers and
Ray, no. It's Al Pacino.
It's Al Pacino. He's 82 years old.
We fight for that inch. Raymond, we fight for that inch.
I don't know what to say, really.
I can't believe you went right after Pacino.
Oh,
God.
That would be unfortunate if you had to change both
diapers.
That
was low-hanging fruit. Come on.
You are out of order.
Yeah, he probably does have low-hanging fruit.
You are out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
Gravity.
I can't believe it.
You know, Pacino wasn't going to be Michael in The Godfather.
Who was going to be Michael?
Well, it was supposed to be, you didn't watch The Offer?
I did.
James Caan wanted to be Michael.
And instead he ended up being Sonny.
Getting
blasted in a toll booth.
At the toll booth at Jones Beach. That didn't work out. All right. So you love, and I know you do, you love Bill Barnwell.
No.
You do.
I don't love this.
You might not love this, but you love Bill Barnwell. You think
very
he
stylish.
Is absolutely elite.
Very stylish.
Stop it. You think
what?
He is. You think as a football
yes.
analyst, he is sensational.
Right.
Here's what he says. He is not very high on your Jets.
It's not just about trading for Aaron Rodgers, but how much they had to give up in trading for Aaron Rodgers. This is a negotiation, remember. We're the Jets. We're the only team that were in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Aaron Rodgers came out himself and said, I want to go play for the Jets. They are paying him more than $50 million per year. He's going to be the highest paid quarterback in football. They gave up a second round pick this year. They dropped down two picks in the first round and cost themselves a left tackle and likely will give up a first round pick in 2020. Four plus, when you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you got to bring in all his friends, right? Given all they had to pay, it makes them better by replacing Zach Wilson with Aaron Rodgers, but I just think they don't necessarily have the kind of ceiling to add the pieces around Aaron Rodgers that they're going to need to compete for a Super Bowl over the next couple of seasons.
So you hear that, and your take is what?
My take is the same as when we read it, where he had the Jets in their offseason and the Giants in their offseason
right.
as some of the worst
Jets
in the NFL.
Like 23.
Right.
Giants
you
were like
29th.
Yeah, 28, 29, something like that.
No. Listen, I mean, did you give up a lot? Yeah, you gave up a lot. But, I mean, when you're as desperate as the Jets were to try to find a quarterback, your owner comes on and says you're going to take a big swing, and you get the guy that's best available, of course it's going to cost you a lot.
Here's the way I see it, okay? If the Jets are not good or are... I don't know, 9-8, missed the playoffs, anything like that. It's going to be catastrophic. It's going to be a disaster. You're probably going to be looking at a completely new regime, head coach, GM possibly as well. If the Jets are 14-3 and the one seed and win the division and go on a run, you're not going to care. It's going to be irrelevant to you.
I don't care right now. In all honesty, I don't care right now. There is not a team that's made a bigger improvement this offseason than the Jets have.
You went from having a quarterback who was... Let's be frank, unplayable.
Right.
He was unplayable. Got benched for a guy who was at best a journeyman quarterback, and now you have one of the all-time greats, who you hope still has a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, well, he better. And, I mean, one of the questions going into this upcoming season with Aaron Rodgers is how all-in would he be? And from the looks of it, he's all-in. And he's rejuvenated. He's happy to show. I mean, he looks forward to showing up to the facility every day. He's out, I mean, Rangers games, Knicks games. Taylor Swift concerts, talking about how, you know, with the confetti coming down, that the Jets win the Super Bowl.
I got that audio. You want to hear that?
I do want to hear
Taylor
that.
Taylor Swift concert, other night, confetti coming down, fun, and this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
Jets won the Super
Bowl! Will you please show
them I heard so many people so bothered by that. Why? Because the guy's having a little bit of fun.
He's speaking it to existence.
But he's having fun.
Yeah,
he's doing anything terrible.
He's there with his buddies, enjoying the Taylor Swift concert. Knows a lot of the words.
There's nothing wrong
Much
with that.
Much better dancer than I thought.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
the guy's been
time.
Fine. Are we going to really sit here and critique every single
no.
thing he...
That,
but you say no. Every single thing he does is now critique.
That's what happens when you're a star.
Why did he go to the Rangers game and not this game? Why did he go to the Knicks game and not this game? Why Taylor Swift is his first concert? Who cares?
He loves Taylor Swift.
Well, who cares?
I don't.
Go out there and win football games.
Right, but this is what happens when you're... I mean, he is a superstar. I mean, this is what happens. I mean, he's the most, he's got to be one of the most talked about athletes.
All right, so RJ and I, this is a good conversation now. And I'm going to throw it out to you guys as well, 800-919-3776. RJ and I had this conversation yesterday. It might have been at a commercial break. And he said, RJ has reservations now about the Jets. He thinks Buffalo's better. He doesn't think the Jets are going to be this elite team that a lot of people think. I'm not sure, right? I reserve the right to see what happens here. And I said to him, if you were a Jets fan right now, would you take 10-7? And he thought about it, and he hemmed and hawed. I said, yeah, absolutely. He'd take 10 and 7.
I don't know if 10 and 7 guarantees you a playoff spot.
It could not.
Right. So I don't know how you can. I don't know if you can sign up for 10 and 7.
So I offer you a 3-win increase from 7 and 10 to 10 and 7. No. You're not taking it right now.
No. No, because you may need more than that.
All right. So what is the minimum of what you're willing to accept heading into this year?
At the very least, whatever guarantees me at least a wild card.
All right. So 11 and 6 guarantees you a wild card.
Take it.
So that's it. If you don't go at least 11 and 6, you'll be severely disappointed.
Well, but no. I mean, if
their over-under is 9.5.
Okay, but if it ends up being 10 and you're the wild card and you win a couple playoff games or you end up in the AFC championship game, it doesn't matter how many games you won during the regular season.
Correct. But it's not so easy to go 10 and 7 and then in the AFC just go ahead and win a couple playoff games.
No, right. It's not. But I mean, there's also something to be said about you play the first 6 weeks. We'll see how those go. You get the bye in week 7 and hopefully you do what Tampa did, where you work out the kinks and then you start playing your best football down the stretch and you go into the playoffs and you make some noise. That's why you gave up what you gave up.
That's right. And if you don't win playoff games, it's been a substandard
season. You can't afford to waste that defense. You can't afford to waste the young players that you just drafted.
You can't afford to waste anything. You're in a win-now mentality.
Hey, but I'm not saying with Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying before you got Aaron Rodgers, you can't afford to waste that. Like, you have a defense that's ready to win. You have good offensive pieces. Garrett Wilson just won the Offensive Player of the Year. When Breece Hall is back to being Breece Hall, you love what you saw from him. You cannot, as far as the mood, you're trying to build something here. And you were talking about how important this is for Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas. Like, they're not looking into the future because they might not have a future if this team doesn't win now. Owner wants to take a big swing. We took a big swing.
Doesn't get bigger than this.
And of course, I mean, if you're gonna get Aaron Rodgers, I don't care if you're the only team negotiating with Green Bay, it was going to cost you. Do I love the pick swap and the fact that, you know, that second round pick next year is going to turn into a first round pick? No, I don't love it. But at the end of the day, this is the guy you wanted. You could have had Derek Carr. You passed. This was it. This is the guy you wanted. And I also think you can't put a price tag on what he's doing inside that facility right now. Like, the accountability now, the guy's actually getting a chance to see what it's supposed to look like. You don't know what it's supposed to look like till you see it.
Right.
How a great player, how an all-time great prepares, how he goes through meetings, how he is in the practice field.
Would you go back in time and take Derek Carr now?
No.
So you'd stand by, you give up the pick swap, the 2, the 1 next
year. It didn't
even
sound like they really wanted Broderick Jones now.
I don't believe
that. When you watch it.
I don't believe that. They didn't want an offensive lineman. Their goal was for an edge rusher.
Oh, maybe Broderick Jones wasn't the guy.
Maybe not. But I find it hard to believe they didn't want an offensive lineman.
Okay, but he pretty much, Joe Douglas sat there and predicted what was going to happen. He goes, watch, someone's going to trade up with New England, and it's going to be Pittsburgh. And it was Pittsburgh, and it was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
So.
Doesn't mean they didn't jump in front of what the Jets wanted to do.
Okay, well, they got the guy that apparently they wanted. That's going to help the defense.
RJ, you stand by that, right? If you were a fan of the Jets, you would lock into 10 and 7?
Yeah, I think 10 and 7... Is a nice step, and I you're right. I made the assumption.
We don't have time to take a nice step.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's tough to play this game because you don't know who's going to be as good as you think or as bad as you think.
Yeah, but you need to play this game. It's an important game.
But looking at the schedule, I can find 7 losses, and if things go poorly, maybe more. I mean, if things go better, then my whole point was, I don't know if I'm buying that. I'm buying the talk the Jets are better, and. Like you said, Rick, probably on paper the most improved team in the league. I don't see a world of like the 12-13.
But that's why you bring in Aaron Rodgers though, right? Isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, that's why when you look at paper and you say to yourself, oh, I see this could be a loss, this could be a loss. The difference would be, well, what should be a loss isn't a loss now because we have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but you look at some of these games, they could go either way.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Was the defense really good last year?
Really good.
Okay, will it be better with Aaron Rodgers than an offense that's actually
It should be.
Functional?
It should be.
Okay. So, I mean, there are things like the offensive line is the big question mark as we sit here today. It gives you cause for pause in the first 6 weeks when you look at that schedule. But this is why.
That's a daunting schedule,
I understand
though.
That, but this is why you take the big swing and you don't just go with Derek Carr. And what I would say as far as, you know, a good step, the good step would be, if Aaron Rodgers is committed to being here more than just 1 year, is having these young guys actually get a taste of the postseason. Because if the good taste is they go from 7 wins to 10 wins, don't make the playoffs, then what? So in his final year, it's going to be a bunch of young kids that never played in the playoffs getting their first taste of the playoffs
if you
expect to make a run to the Super Bowl?
If you don't go to the playoffs this season, you failed. You fail. I don't care if it's 9-8. I don't care if it's 12-5. I don't care what the record has to be. If you're not one of seven teams in the AFC that goes to the playoffs, you have failed. Period. End of sentence.
All right. Well, look at the AFC then. That's why I'm not guaranteed. I'm not locking myself into 10 wins. I mean, if Tua stays healthy, Buffalo, us, New England's not going to be bad. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh's never under 500.
Jacksonville. I think Cleveland's going to be a pretty decent team this
Chargers,
year.
The Chargers, Kansas City, Denver's going to be better.
No, I agree with you.
Okay, we went through it. I mean, the list of the 10 great quarterbacks, three of them from the AFC aren't going to make the playoffs. So I'm not going to sit here today and lock myself into 10 wins. No. Because I don't know if that's enough.
Well, you better get in. You better get in.
Well, you have to get in. That's not even a question.
But you could have a good season and not get in.
No, epic disaster if they don't make the playoffs.
So they go 10-7.
Don't care.
Don't get in. Failure.
Failure. It's a failure. You're
right.
Trying to win a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. You
okay,
get
so
in.
Are we hoping for how many years? Hopefully two?
If you're lucky, two.
Okay, so two. So I want my first foray into the playoffs in year two of Aaron Rodgers, and then we're just going to expect that all these kids playing in their first postseasons are going to just make
and
this
you don't know what happens
epic run.
When he's 40 years old.
No idea.
I mean, it is plausible to think he takes a step back.
He just pulled his calf warming up.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Really not going to put on the French Open for me? Like, that's a thing you guys are going to...
It's a thing, yeah. No, don't do it.
So
don't give in.
When, like, the PGA Championship is on, no. British Open, Open Championship on,
yeah,
no.
No problem.
That's what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing.
Well, aren't we
a show vote? Let's do a show vote.
Okay. I vote we put it on.
No, that's not the vote. Show vote. Okay. Dave yesterday compared to Dave today in the first hour and 20. Better or worse? Be honest. Be honest now.
I'll say better.
I vote better.
Okay.
Raymond?
Yeah, it's slightly better.
See?
That being said.
But why would you believe that it's based solely on tennis being on or
because
not?
When tennis isn't on.
Okay, how about this now?
I have your 100%
You turn on the tennis
now. I'm going to turn on the tennis now. Yep. We're going to see how you do.
Okay. We'll monitor the next 40 minutes. If my play becomes substandard, we turn off the tennis. If my play becomes even better, maybe we find multiple TVs with many different courts at the French Open.
A, that's impossible. Not to find the courts. I'm sure we could find that you're going to just all of a sudden naturally just be better.
Why? Maybe I'm buoyed by the red clay at Roland Garros.
No, because you're not. Because you're crazy and you'll purposely now like pay extra attention just to trick us and now you'll get your wish and be garbage for the rest of the French Open.
How dare you?
Sometimes you have to be held accountable.
They're going to put it on tomorrow at Publicans.
Maybe.
Do you know that?
I'm hopeful.
Maybe.
I'm hopeful.
Well, that's fine because you're not going to have you're not going to have my full attention.
Just say you're happy when you got a match that you like here, okay?
Okay. I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for some outside court at Roland Garros.
Stop, please.
I want center court or at least the grandstand. I don't want double. I don't doubles. Want any doubles.
Yeah, I love doubles. No. Keep doubles on.
No, don't do that. He doesn't even follow the French Open.
I've been following the French Open because of you.
Really?
Yes.
Alcaraz is in action today. Djokovic in action today.
Two of the favorites.
This is beautiful stuff.
Yeah, but they could meet in the semifinals.
You're right about that.
On the same side of the bracket.
You're right about that.
Which I don't love.
And who lost yesterday?
Which I don't love that at all.
Medvedev lost yesterday.
I saw that.
To a guy I never even heard of.
It's going to be a lot of pressure for those guys, though, man. Tennis.
This is brilliant what you've done.
Yeah, what? Exactly. You know exactly what he done.
Instead of being distracted by it, now we're talking about it. So you can't be distracted by it because we're talking about it.
So you see my genius.
What about this one? This one doing anything for you?
That'll work.
So as we're evaluating your performance, your out is, I was just focusing on the content on the air, which happens to now be tennis.
Whoops.
First round tennis action.
We're in the second round now.
Second round. Breaking it down to a fine powder.
That's right. Let's go to some of the callers. 1-800-919-3776. Moses in Dallas wants to apologize. Good morning, Moses.
Hey, good morning, guys. I believe in accountability, and I wanted to apologize to Dave because I called up a few weeks ago, and I was talking about how you weren't mentioning Rick when he wasn't there. But now, like, you know, you're trying to invite him to all these brunches and dinners and stuff,
right.
And he won't go.
No.
So I'm kind of like, now I see what it is. I'm like, well, Rick, he just plays nice when he's on the radio, but he doesn't want to spend one more minute with you guys outside of the work. So
that's accurate.
I just wanted to apologize.
Yeah, exactly right, Moses. It's exactly right. Yeah, Moses. Nothing to do with the three kids I have at home. One being a 2-year-old. That's an absolute nightmare.
If it was like you're not sure. Anybody or Michael K.
No.
Show up to the brunch, but
no, I wouldn't.
You know.
No, I think you're wrong. I wouldn't.
Moses, I think it's a good call.
I'll tell you what. How about this? Yeah. I'll even double down. There's supposed to be this fakakta listening thing on Wednesdays that I'm not going to show up for because I have stuff to do at home.
Let's peel the curtain back.
I'll peel it right back. I'm not going.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not going.
If you don't go, I don't have to go.
All right, perfect. It's nothing to do with the guys in the show. I would spend all day with the guys.
The explanation that was given, it's not in the contract.
It's not.
Is the tailgate tomorrow in your contract?
Of course.
It's in your
show.
Contract.
What do you mean? It's the show.
Well, you have some interesting takes.
No, I have no interesting takes. I would love to spend time with you guys. I have stuff at home I got to do.
Well, you can't give us one after the show a month?
It's not one after the show. It's after the show that turns out I'm going to be stuck in 2 hours of traffic. And by the time I get home, my poor wife has had my 2-year-old the entire day. And then the other two come home. It's nothing to do with you. You got grown-up kids. He doesn't have a kid. And he's single.
Well, you're never going to see RJ again.
Oh, right.
So this is our window.
This is the no. It's your window.
When you guys are ready to socialize outside the show, we socialize.
We'll socialize whenever you want.
Okay.
When I have time.
It's on the table. When you're ready to accept it, you accept it. All right?
Moses.
He's great.
He's being banned.
Biblical, man.
Banned.
No. You can't ban
him. I'm banning him.
You can't ban Moses.
Suspended.
That's not good for the afterlife.
Suspension.
Are you sending him to wander into desert?
Yes. Yeah. Suspended.
Let's go to Alvin in Newark. Good morning, Al. You're on 98.7.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Number one, I don't agree with you guys socializing outside of work. You guys got to leave all the juice in the show. I don't want you guys talking out there. I don't want to miss any conversations and stuff like that. You guys got to leave that all in the show. So no socializing outside the show. That's my take on that.
You know why you say that, Alvin? You're just jealous.
I am. I'm not going to lie. Should I lie?
No, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, okay. Guys, I don't know why we're worried about Aaron Rodgers so much. We know he's going to average what per game? 3 touchdowns per game? Oh, something like that?
Maybe. You think he's going to average? You think he's going to throw for 51 touchdowns this year?
Hey, listen. If my whole thing with the Jets is not Aaron Rodgers. My whole thing with the Jets, with our Jets, is the defense. Can the defense give Aaron Rodgers that breathing room for him just to go ahead and do his thing? If the defense doesn't show up this season, guys, I'm sorry, we're doomed.
That's why would you believe that?
Yeah, but Alvin, it would be the other way around, wouldn't it? I mean, it's more can the offensive line hold up to allow Aaron Rodgers to do his job, and can Aaron Rodgers give this defense some breathing room, give him a lead?
We have seen Aaron Rodgers season after season score and score and score. One of the things that he hasn't had has been a solid defense. In Green Bay, he never had a solid defense like we have. So I'm more of a defensive. If the defense doesn't do their job, I'm holding defense more kind of accountable for us losing games. If we are not Aaron Rodgers,
but Alvin, why would you think that? After watching what you saw last year, knowing Saleh's a defensive guy, knowing the pieces that you have, and even the number one pick that you took that's a defensive guy, why would you be of the mindset that year two with Sauce Gardner, this defense would not be at least pretty good at a minimum?
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I want. That's what I need to see. I need to see this defense show up every single game.
But you saw it. You saw, Alvin, you saw it last year. You saw the defense with no semblance of an offense and no semblance of a quarterback play very well. Why wouldn't you think they'd be better now that they have a quarterback?
All I'm saying is I pray that this defense shows up this season. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about last season. Last season is done. This season,
I don't understand. For the life of me, I do not understand. Like, if you would call and say, I'm worried about the offensive line, I'd say, you know what, Alvin, you got a fair point. Why would you worry? It's like me
saying, you haven't seen the offense yet, and you haven't seen the defense. I mean, you haven't seen the offensive line yet. You've seen the defense.
And it was good.
And with some of the worst quarterback play in the entire league was good. I mean, did they wear down towards the end of the season? Yeah, they wore down. Of course they're going to wear down. They're on the field too much. Their offense isn't scoring enough points. Yeah, they felt like they were doing it by themselves. So having Aaron Rodgers, having a functional offense, an offense that can actually go down and score points, and or not consistently go 3-0 and put you back on the field, should help the defense. He's not wrong. When Aaron Rodgers had an elite defense, he won the Super Bowl. But that's all the way back in 2010.
That's a long time ago now.
It's a long time ago.
You want to hear a little update on DeAndre Hopkins?
Could I get some glass? I'm going to have a seizure.
What is the matter?
The computer is too bright. It's in my eyes.
My God.
I can't see out of my right eye now.
What a day.
It's because I've been put over here. I don't know what Don can't see.
What do you mean?
It's so... Come look at this computer.
Can I do it at the break?
Yes.
Must I do it now?
Listen, I'm sure we can make adjustments. I'm sure that we can adjust the brightness on the screen.
I may be gone by then.
Do you see what happened, by the way? I said, do you want to hear an update on DeAndre Hopkins? And he turns into, I'm going blind.
I can't see out of my right eye.
Okay. Close your eyes and listen. You ready?
You have an eye patch?
Not with me. Okay. Here's Adam Schefter from the Schefter Pod with an update on DeAndre Hopkins.
I know people have talked about Kansas City, Buffalo, New England, Cleveland. Those, to me, would be the ones that would seem to make the most sense. Now, there always could be another team that comes out of the woodworks that we don't expect. And something could happen that could change events where a team suffers an injury, loses a player for whatever reason, and they decide they need to upgrade their wide receivers. But I think we're really talking about KC, Buffalo, New England, and Cleveland.
That's not great for you.
I said it yesterday. It wasn't great for me.
That's AFC.
So what Schefter says, it, you believe
AFC.
It. I say it, nothing.
Well, I think there is more legitimacy when Schefter says it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're trying to win a Super Bowl, right? You're trying to win your division, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So Buffalo, your division. Kansas City. I mean,
New England, your division.
Division.
I know you're not terrified about New England, but he's a good receiver.
Right. I think we all expect Deshaun Watson to be better.
I think Cleveland's gonna be good this year.
Okay. So I mean, adding him to Deshaun Watson, you don't love that.
It's another concern. Yeah, if he goes to one of those four teams, if you're the Jets, you are not thrilled.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We have the big tailgate, Public Inns, Manhasset, live 6 to 10. I think there's a chance there's a line out the door. I think there's a chance there's a line out the door, so I will implore with you, get there early. So we're going to go Publicans do the show over to the LIRR, over to Citi Field. Then we're going to be, and make sure you make note of this, lot E, as in Eagle, E, as in Edward, okay? And then into the game, section 128. You should see RJ just score. I mean, I brought in elite bananas today. RJ, he's like Coco the monkey. He is eating this thing like he's never seen a banana
beautiful
before.
Bananas, plug-and-play bananas.
That's some of your best banana work right there.
Nobody says anything. Nobody, not a word. Flawless bananas. I picked through to the bottom of that banana barrel the man had, and not a word about the bananas I bring in.
You know what I give you credit for?
What?
Every day you show up with the fruit, mm-hmm. It's almost become normalized. It's an above and beyond action from you, and I appreciate that.
I think you're the only one. And how good was that banana?
One of your best ever. Ever.
See? See what I do for the people?
You're a provider. You're a giver.
That's what I do.
It's about time. I mean, you were on a streak where you had, gross grapes. And then you had one banana was just chopped in half.
Well, because my phone hit it.
No. They did not dig. What do you have?
No, it might have been my water bottle. I tossed my water bottle into
there's
the
no
bag,
way
right?
The water bottle okay. Did that to the banana.
I'm telling you.
It was sliced perfectly in half.
Yeah.
And there
it,
was
it
all.
Smacked it right into the middle.
Bruises all over the place.
Did you have a banana today?
No.
All right. RJ said elite bananas.
Yeah. I'm
elite.
Not going to have one.
You're not?
No.
Good.
I don't like your
you
attitude.
Want a cup of water? Did you know 1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the best superstart battery for your vehicle and budget. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's get back to these callers. Frank in the car. Good morning, Frank. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you got today, Frank?
Well, with Daniel Hackett, with the running game that the Jets have, don't you think running the play action is most important besides the defense doing well?
I think it's all important.
Yeah, I think all of it's important. It goes without saying. Like, how quickly they can pick up the offense. I know Aaron knows it. And, having Randall Cobb there and Alan Lazard there is going to be nice for him. Like, to have that. That continuity from Green Bay.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a chemistry with Garrett Wilson.
Like Garrett Wilson, how quickly Breece Hall will be back?
Can you run the football? Is Hall going to be back healthy? What's the offensive line going to look like? I think there's a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions
with this Jets team.
I just don't think when you look at this team this season, I think it goes without saying that all three phases of the ball, right? Like the defense is going to have to be as good as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen the defense perform at a high level. You haven't seen the offensive line or the offense yet. That's what I thought was interesting about the call.
The other call, concerned about the defense.
Right.
That would almost be the last thing I'd be concerned about. Now, you worried that the defense takes a step back? Even if the defense, for argument's sake, takes a step back, they should still be, at worst, a middle-of-the-pack defense, which, with a good offense, should be enough to get you into the postseason.
Yeah, you would imagine would improve. Would improve with a better offense.
Defense was good last season.
Defense was really good.
It's hard to envision the defense won't be at least good. At least good.
Right. Sauce was...
Is elite.
He was maybe the best corner in football. He's right there at the top of the list.
He's elite.
Okay, will he get better in year two?
You would think so.
Okay, so...
Even if he stays the same. If you get the same version of Sauce next year that you had this year, that's pretty good.
What's the pass rush look like with a lead now? Well, they can pin their ears back. What does that look like?
Right. What's Carl Lawson look like? Right? Carl Lawson, year two off of an Achilles injury, you have
expect
to figure
him to be better.
Is going to be better than he was last season.
Let's get Quentin paid. Let's get him taken
care
of.
That's going to happen.
Let's roll.
You have zero to worry about. Let's go to Wes. We love him. We're going to see him tomorrow in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes.
I don't know that it's a good morning, fellas.
What's wrong?
Good morning, company. We know what's wrong. We just lost a series to the A's. And so I'm watching us score a whopping 3 runs in 2 games so far. The Yankees have put up 20 runs. And you guys are beating the Phils. Like, it's garbage. I hate it. But
don't sleep on the A's, though, Wes. Don't sleep on the A's. They have I think they're 12-42 now.
Yeah, they had 10 wins going into our series. So we've given them 20% more wins. It's yeah,
but if no Wes, if no one's there to see it, does it really count?
Well, you're right, and I'm one of those fools who watched it, or I at least listened to the last couple innings last night. But anyway, I can't wait for tomorrow. So excited to meet you guys. Excited about the party. So we'll see you guys tomorrow, and hope you guys have the rest of a good day.
There you go. That's Wes, who's
I'm actually excited.
Very upset.
You know, like, I mean, it's funny, because when I first started listening to sports talk radio, because I used to avoid it. Just, I mean,
well, because you don't want people to be bashing you.
Well, again, I didn't know how much, like, now getting a chance to do this for as many years as we've done it, like, I didn't, like, we talk hockey, but we don't talk hockey a lot.
Right.
So, like, just the assumption was sports talk radio, talking all the sports, like, I'm going to probably
so be. So, you didn't, when you were growing up in the Massachusetts / Chicago area and Michigan as well, you didn't consume any sports talk
radio? No, my dad
radio?
Never would listen to it. No.
Really?
Yeah, never. No, which is, so I would avoid it when I was here just because I figured it would be a lot of negative stuff and I try to avoid it. But I'll never forget the first time I was listening to the K Show and I had no idea what Michael and Don looked like.
Okay.
So then to see them for the first time, I'm interested to see what Wes looks like.
Wes is the one?
I'm interested to see what he looks
like.
See,
I'm interested to see a lot of them.
Just like Wes's voice. Like, I'm
he's got a great voice.
Great voice.
Imagine he was like a little man.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like 5'4", 127 with that voice.
Yeah, so it's going to be good to see everybody. I can't wait.
Who you? Wes is the one, though?
Wes, I'm most interested to put the voice to the face. I've seen most, I mean, we've seen a lot of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like we had the beautiful tailgate where they had you all set up nice with your own special area.
It was sensational.
Lonnie DM's me, what kind of candy do you want? I was like, listen, Lonnie.
I need fruit.
He was talking about bringing sliced pineapples and everything else.
That would be nice.
You're so high maintenance.
How do you, RJ,
I said I'm good.
RJ, Raymond, do you look at me as high maintenance? Really?
Sometimes.
Really?
You get hand-delivered breakfast every single day.
I didn't ask for it. You're nice enough
to do it.
You
haven't denied it.
Okay, I don't want it anymore.
It's like the fruit. We didn't ask for the fruit, but we've become accustomed to it.
And I'm not making a thing about it. I bring in beautiful bananas. You love the bananas.
You literally made a thing of this segment. You came into a break with it talking about RJ enjoying the banana.
He was stuffing his face like Coco the monkey. I've never seen anybody eat a banana like that before.
You don't get credit for it.
Nothing about credit.
Garrett Cole can put down a banana now.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Cole can put a banana. I'd like to see him and RJ banana eating contest.
I think RJ's got him.
You think?
You should have seen
He's
RJ.
He's got a small mouth, though.
Yeah, but he gets a lot in there.
RJ, try to put two bananas in your mouth at the same time.
What are we doing?
I don't think they'd fit.
What do you mean?
I think I'm a one banana
like,
kind of
like Joey
force
Chestnut.
Them in, though.
No. I think I'm a one banana kind of guy at a time.
You trying to kill him?
How much can you get that in your mouth? Quick, I'm talking about, because you see with the hot dogs, it's just, boom, two bites.
Yeah, but they water them down.
With the buns.
That's gross.
Well, dude, you got to imagine that. I mean, it's 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
It's years of training.
Did you ever hear the story when RJ and I were doing nights and we made a bet about how many hot dogs he could eat?
Yeah, he failed miserably.
Miserably.
I don't mind miserably.
Well, how many did you say you could eat?
Well, here's the problem. Initially, I said I could eat 8 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
That seems reasonable.
It was. Where I got myself in trouble was, you see, I fell for his tricks before I knew his tricks. This is literally over 10 years ago.
This was really bright of me.
Somehow the ratio flipped where it became 10 hot dogs in 8 minutes. And that's where I got in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So how many did you do in 10 minutes?
Either 7.5 or 8.
Well, it's good.
Yeah, I felt horrible after. So I would have hit the initial goal, but I fell for his trap and I failed.
There's an eating contest in Massapequa I want to do. Kitchen Sink Ice Cream Challenge.
What is that?
It's 10 scoops of, it's like 5 pounds of ice cream. It's like 10 scoops of ice cream and then it's, and they get 3 toppings. Like bananas, whipped cream, sprinkles.
You'll spend an afternoon in
that. I have an hour to do it, though.
If you had to pick one,
a full hour.
If you had to pick one thing, like just to eat en masse, what would that thing be?
I got sent a text yesterday. They want to know what dessert I would have for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
If I could only,
I got that one also, right?
Only have one dessert.
I'm trying to figure out who I want to put my top 5 NBA players of all time.
I know. You're going to go one. I'll tell you what yours is going to be.
Okay.
Jordan 1.
Yep.
LeBron 2.
Right.
Kareem 3.
That's right. And that's where I struggle. 4 and 5 of the top.
I think you're going to go Magic.
He's right there.
And
do I go Bill Russell?
You could.
Do I go, what about, I mean, it's, at what point does Steph, if you're the greatest shooter of all time, are you not in the top 5?
You could go Steph.
It's Kobe?
It's a big recency bias then.
Kobe? Well, yeah, but it's not recency bias. If you're known as the best shooter in the history of your sport that's also won 4 championships, how are you not?
Well, let's be fair. For the first 40 years of the NBA, shooting was not nearly what it is now. Now you get an extra point for taking deep shots.
Right, but who's most responsible for how the game has changed?
Steph Curry.
Okay, so how's he not, I mean, in consideration at least?
How about Bird? Does Bird get consideration?
Bird for sure. Shaq? How dominant he was? It's tough.
Completely dominant.
Those last two spots are tough. Seriously.
I agree with you.
I spent like at least 45 minutes yesterday trying to figure it out.
Well, let's go to Lonnie in Harlem. He's so excited for tomorrow. Before we even get to Stump Rothenberg, I wanted to get to Lonnie. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, family. Santi, Ray, Rick, Dave. Shout out to the company. Listen, tomorrow is going to be a glorious day. We literally got you guys for the whole day. Well, we got Ray and Santi for half the day. Ray and RJ for half the day, but we'll take it.
I think I'm Raymond said he wants to hang out afterwards, Lonnie.
Yeah, he wants a nightcap.
We could do that, I guess. I mean, I don't plan on leaving right after the game. I think we're going to, chill maybe a little bit after two since it's a little early.
Just make sure, Lonnie, that when you start to chill post-game that you include Raymond whenever you're going to do, okay?
Oh, listen, me and Ray, I already told him, me and him going to have a nice little Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle talk because, that's something I'm into too, when I was a kid. So
you know how he is, though, Lonnie. He needs reassurances, you know what I mean? Like, he needs to make sure that he knows you care about him.
Ray knows that. Come on, man. I'm just saying.
He questions us.
I love both for you guys. He questions y'all because y'all always do what y'all do to him, which I need to stop doing, which is why we don't get any Ray nuggets. We want Ray Nuggets, and we're not going to get any Ray Nuggets because you two seem to always...
I bet you tomorrow off to the side, if you bring him over and, get him an alcoholic beverage and try to find out some Nuggets, he'll give you a lot.
Yeah, we'll get Ray Mason lubed up, as Uncle Rico likes to say. But, yeah, guys, I'm just excited. We're all excited. We're going to have the tailgate and everything up and ready for you guys. You already know we're going to have you guys. Well, you're going to have your own, but we're going to have one as well. Thank the Lord I was able to peek that it said Lot E, because we all would have been a little lost in Lot S if we didn't see that. I mean, you did make the announcement today, but I realized it last
Lot
night.
Lot E. Lonnie, tell all the people tomorrow. Lot E.
Lot E. We'll be in Lot E, everybody. So, yeah, Publicans on the train, Lot E, the Mets game against the Dirty Phillies. I've been waiting for this day for so long. We all have, especially everybody in the company, I'm sure, as well as everybody else who's, a listener as well.
It's going to be quite a day.
Man. I'm ready.
Lonnie, we'll see you tomorrow, bud.
See you tomorrow.
All right. It's going to be, you can hear, the excitement in his voice is palpable.
Are you wearing shorts or pants tomorrow?
I don't know. It's going to be warm.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think I might go shorts.
Going to go shorts?
I think so.
And we're going to get t-shirts, jerseys.
It's going to be a lot.
RJ, we're going to have our custom jersey.
Yeah,
where's right?
that? Is that being delivered to the event tomorrow, RJ?
I believe you'll have them in hand at Publicans. I believe.
So there you go.
So I think I'm going to go. It's cold early in the morning.
Right, but you'll
be
fine.
You can do it. You'll be fine.
I don't think I can go shorts and t-shirt. I think I'll go shorts.
Well, no, you're going to have to. I mean, you got the game. You're going to go shorts, t-shirt with the jersey over top of it.
For the game, yes.
Right.
But when I leave the house, I'm just not just going to go shorts and t-shirt.
No.
You take a little hoodie for safety. That's
right.
All.
Yeah.
You're good.
That's exactly right.
You have a ton of hoodies. Every day you wear a hoodie.
Well, it's my kind of my thing.
It's comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about convenience. I almost had two different sneakers on this morning.
I was in one this morning as well.
Yeah?
Well, no, because I'm in the shower and all of a sudden the pressure just drops. I'm like,
were you thinking about Ray at all?
RJ a little bit. Yeah. I just figured in the shower it probably better fit. And
I was thinking about Ray in the shower this morning.
I go outside and the one sprinkler is like a geyser. Like, shooting water, like you can hear, it's so loud you can hear.
Is it hitting the house?
No, it's just straight up. It's in the front.
Wait, what type of setup do you have where the sprinkler just takes away from your water pressure?
I have no idea. Well, they broke it. Something broke, and then this thing was just shooting water everywhere.
Good day for you and Liquid.
Maybe I leave. I'm going to go?
Bye.
Okay.
you're pulling a Dave. Don't be like Dave.
No, go ahead.
See, Dave encourages you. Dave is like, what? Alleyways all free.
You know what I do if you leave?
He wants to do it by himself. If he was entertaining enough, he'd do the show by himself.
Oh, how about this? Downstairs yesterday.
Unfortunately, he's not.
Getting my tea from the vendor Raymond that you know so well, the guy right in front of here.
Catalin.
Right?
He didn't even know his name.
Because I don't know him.
Right.
Well, and he says...
You said you get your tea every day.
Every day.
Not from him.
You never bothered to learn the guy's name.
I don't get my tea from him ever. I go to the other guy up near the fruit man for the tea. But because I parked in the lot and came to the studio a different way, I stopped at Catalin and got my tea from him. And he says, what happened to the Saturday show? I love the Saturday show. I said, it was just 6 days too much, lack of sleep, couldn't continue to do it. He goes, oh, that Saturday show.
Yeah, because people like to nap to the Saturday show.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's exactly
what it is. I think it pains you that the Saturday show is so popular.
No, I think it's for people that like to order steak well done, unseasoned. Just want blah meat. That's it.
I think it's a jealousy factor.
I don't think it is.
Are you leaving or no?
I can if you want.
RJ, what do you think?
I would like him to stay. And I think if you think that the Saturday show really left that much to be desired, show us something. Bring it back.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's exhausting. I can't do another 3 hours.
Just stop.
Not with that attitude.
You barely worked the four here.
Barely worked the four. I haven't glanced at the tennis.
Let's stop.
Not even a glance.
That's because it's not even an interesting match.
Nothing's happening right now.
Yeah. They're talking about the pre-matching.
And Ray, I don't want this match. Can you give me something else, please?
Sure. He's not high maintenance at all.
Do you want your stump intro now?
Yeah,
or
you
no?
want a yeah, foot, you
play,
foot
play
rub?
Right now would be glorious. Thank you.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS4 or 7, by the way?
All right, Stump Rothenberg is brought to you by everybody all at once. Brought to you by
Sharpat.
That's right. Rick, you don't need to play. You're better than the Sharp Hat, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm better than you, and I don't like how you treat me.
Also, call 1-800-919-3776 for your chance to qualify to win a 2023 Ford Bronco and win VIP access to the ESPN New York Beach Bash on June the 30th. All brought to you by All American Ford Auto Group with huge locations throughout New Jersey in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Head to ESPNNewYork.com for promotion rules and information. You do realize what's going to happen here.
We're going to give something away, yeah.
The best Stump Rothenberg question is going to win a chance to win the Bronco and access to the Beach Bash VIP style.
That's right.
That is very nice. We start, as we always start, Andy and Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DNR. David, I'm concerned about your back because you've been carrying Rick for 2 hours this morning.
He's carrying
it's the norm.
He's carrying his apron.
It's the norm.
A tire that hangs around his belly.
All right. I got a really high, hard one for you, Dave. Baseball.
Okay.
Who was the last outfielder to have 25 or more assists in a single season?
That's a lot of assists.
Vlad?
In your lifetime, by the way.
It's in my lifetime?
Remember the video when Vlad stood at home plate and just fired it over the wall?
Yes. I've seen him throw out a guy from the warning track, too. Who had good arms?
Ichiro had a sick arm. How recently?
He said it's in our lifetime.
It's in Dave's lifetime.
In my lifetime. So it's going to be like, oh God, Fred Lynn? Jim Rice was a good outfielder. Andre Dawson was a real good outfielder. He had a terrific arm. So this is one season, 25 or more.
Correct. The last one to do it.
Last one to... Andre Dawson. Could it be him? Andy Van Slyke. Soriano was good. Mondesi also. Filarin, Balugan. Not only Balugan.
Have I stumped the man?
You might have.
You don't usually come out of the gate this hot.
This is a difficult question.
It's not an easy question at all.
Félix Auger-Aliassime.
He lost the French.
Yeah.
Winfield had a cannon. Dave Parker had a big arm, the Cobra.
Andrew Jones was so good defensively, but I don't know if
he had 25 or more. I got to think it's a corner guy. I can't imagine it's a center fielder. Bobby Mercer was good.
He said your lifetime, so it's not, I mean, it has to be
Jesse Barfield.
Towards the beginning of your lifetime, I would imagine.
They said my lifetime as opposed to your lifetime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but
which
he said
makes
your
you think
lifetime.
73, when were you born?
81.
73 to 81 then. So that's got to be like a Warren Cromartie or a Dave Parker or a George Hendrick had a big arm too. Barfield, but I think that's later. I don't know.
Take your guess.
Dawson was later than that. I'll go Dave Parker, final answer, not overly confident.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Is that right?
Right. Oh my,
yes.
David. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. Would you like to be put on hold? That's a hard question.
Yes, put me on hold.
He would like to be put on hold.
I don't want him to win anything.
Well, you know what? He just might. He just might. Let's go to Joe in the car. Joe, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dave, this might be a little too easy, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds the NFL record for the longest punt?
Oh, it was a Jet. So Randall Cunningham had a long punt against the Buffalo Bills. I remember up in Buffalo. And I think it was Steve O'Neill with the Jets, 98 yards, final answer.
1969, that is correct.
Huh?
It's a good start.
Are we putting him on hold or no?
No.
Okay. That's 2-0 is what it is. Let's go to... I got an Islanders one online. You want the Islanders one? You'll know better than me. I won't know it.
All right, let's go.
All right, but you're going to be involved
maybe.
With this one?
I don't know, maybe.
Let's go. Jared in Morganville. Jared, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
All right, June 24, 2000, the Islanders changed the landscape of New York radio by drafting one Rick DiPietro. They've had the number one pick 4 times in total. Can you name the other 3?
Tavares.
Right. Was Bossy one? Potvin one?
Wasn't Berard? Was Brian
Berard?
Berard,
yeah, I think so.
And then there's one more. You said 4?
Yeah, was Trache. I'm trying to think. It's got to be one of those.
It's got to be one of those all-time greats. So we got 3. Me, Tavares, Berard, and was Potvin a number one pick?
Could be. Potvin, Nystrom. Probably not Nystrom. Trottier.
I'll say Potvin.
So you got 3.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Now.
So
there's 4 in addition to Rick?
4 and me?
No. 4 with you.
4 with you?
Oh, so Berard wasn't a first overall pick. So Potvin, Tavares, me, and then one more.
Correct.
It had to be one that we first started then.
Well, it's definitely Tavares.
Well, no, I know the 3 are right. But it would have to be, so would it be like when they first?
And Potvin's right? So there's one, so it's not Berard then.
No, I don't think it's Berard, no.
So it's going to be like Berard. So it's going to be like
early
on.
It's like right when they became,
I don't know.
Right before Potvin.
Is it one of the key components on the... Don't answer that. I don't know.
Is it anyone I would know? Or is this like... this is like at the beginning?
The beginning.
Whew. I'd ask those two, but they're no
help.
No, they don't want to help us.
The Islanders got in the league in what, 70, what, 72?
Yeah. Oh, is it, what's his 72. Face? Ugh, it's a 72 top overall pick they gave to them.
Yep.
And I think Potvin was the next year.
Correct.
It's like Harris, I think. But
yep. That's it.
Yeah?
Nice!
Bobby Harris or something. Billy Harris?
Billy Harris.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
All right,
3-0.
I didn't really know that, though.
We got there.
Let's go to, this says tough one, but it's Seinfeld. I know Seinfeld pretty well. Let's give it a try. Howard West Hempstead. Howard, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Make it a good one, please. Also, hang on a moment, Howard, if you will. You're listening to DPH on Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, WPN FM, New York. Okay, Howard, go ahead.
The first ever scene in Seinfeld takes place in a diner, which is not Monk's or Reggie's. Give me the name of the diner.
So that's when it was the Seinfeld Chronicles.
It was the first ever Seinfeld that was ever, I guess so.
And that was with a different father as well. It was not the
yes,
father
it
we
was. And it had Claire the waitress in the first episode. What was the name of the diner?
I don't know. It's not Monk's, is it?
No, he said it wasn't Monk's.
Nope.
No.
It's not Monk's. It's not Reggie's. It's actually the first thing that they put on the screen. The first scene, they flash the name of the diner. First thing you see in all of Seinfeld.
And I think they developed the show at the Westway Diner. But I don't know if they use that.
That's not the name of it.
Yeah, I don't know if they use that. I don't know. I don't have the answer. Rather than waste time, I'm just going to take defeat here. What is it?
Pete's Luncheonette.
All right. Do we want to put him on hold for No? You don't like that question?
Will you use that question?
Gentlemanship, no. George, when you hit that high note, you say goodnight and walk off.
No. Is that something you were interested in?
No, I think it's part of the criteria, right, for a good question for us? Would it be a question we use somewhere?
Yep, Andy is so far leading the way. Let's go. This RJ, how good is this this tennis question? Is it a good one?
I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. It's Rebecca in East Rockaway. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to know if you could name the four tennis players who have won the Golden Slam, all four Grand Slams and a gold medal.
All right, so it can be men or women, right?
Yes, there's only four players in the history of tennis.
Okay. Does it have to be singles?
Yes, this is a singles question.
Okay. Yeah.
I can give you a little clue.
I'm not looking for... Steffi Graf, I believe, did it.
Yes.
Agassi, 96 gold medal at the Olympics in Atlanta. Serena, I think she won it in London. I don't think it's not Djokovic. I'm going to go with
Nadal, no?
It could be. I'll go with Nadal.
Very good. Congratulations. Great.
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Rebecca, hang on. We're going to put you on hold.
I like that question.
We're going to put you on hold. Do we want to go to Steve in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, buddy.
Okay, well, go to Steve in Brooklyn then. Steve, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
NBA playoffs. I asked a similar question 2 weeks ago with you got right with Paul Millsap.
Okay.
So my question is
Louisiana Tech, by the way, Paul Millsap.
John Stockton and Karl Malone are 1 and 2 in playoff games played without a championship. Who is third?
No title, huh?
167 playoff games. Any loss in the finals with three different teams, I will say.
So most playoff games played?
Yes.
And Malone is one. You said
Stockton is two. Stockton and Malone are 1 and 2, yeah.
How about a guy that is bounced out now? How about Al Horford?
Not Al Horford.
Hey, actually.
What was that?
I think Al Horford tied this guy with that
loss.
No,
this guy has the record.
This guy has the record.
167 playoff games. No title.
Al Horford also has 167 playoff games, just for the record.
Is it
so
sleep?
I guess he tied it in Game 7.
Sam Perkins. Because I think they showed this. Is it Sleepy Sam Perkins?
It is Sleepy Sam Perkins.
All right. There we have it. That's accurate as well. Do we like that question or no?
I would use that question, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, he's gone, so okay. You're not going to be able to. RJ, we done?
No, I have my question.
Oh, your question. Sorry. I didn't know if you had one, because usually you hand it to
Brandon. Yeah. Well, he's not here because he let us down, so I'm going to ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Who has the most career 50 home run seasons?
Well, it's not Hank Aaron.
Nope.
Is it Bonds? Is it? It could be Sosa. He had a lot.
There's three of them.
They're tied?
Tied.
McGuire.
McGuire's one.
Sosa.
Sosa's two.
Babe Ruth.
You go.
And there you go. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
You want to win a chance to win a car?
That's a nice question.
It's a nice question. All right. It's a nice question. RJ, we done now? You want to go your five pack? What do we want to do here?
He's ensconced in this one call right now.
All right.
Raymond, have you tried any of the delicious bread yet?
I have not.
Take a bite. Let me know what it is.
There's some sauce there, too.
Dip it right in the sauce.
Bread, sauce, bananas. It's everything back here.
Maybe have put a banana in the bread.
Oh, don't do that.
What, with some peanut butter?
What, do we
some
have
honey?
We don't have peanut butter.
There's no peanut butter.
I don't think so.
Check the fridge.
All right, so RJ, you said take Robert on the highway?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay. Let's take Robert on the highway and say good morning to Rob.
Good morning, guys.
So good morning.
In MLB history, only 8 players have hit at least 300 home runs and stole 300 bases. One of them was a switch hitter. Who was it?
So 300 home runs, 300 steals.
Yes, at least.
At least 300 steals. All right, so... And there's only 8 that have ever done 300-300.
Yes, but only one of them was a switch hitter.
Well, Bonds must have done it. But he was a pure lefty.
And Beltran do it?
He was a switch hitter. What could be your answer? A-Rod's done it.
A-Rod's done it.
But he's a righty. I think Andre Dawson has done it.
I think Willie Mays did it.
Yeah, it's got to be
Beltran. You guys have been money on this so far.
You know, I think that it's, but he's
I catch the greatness through osmosis.
He's a righty only. Arizona Diamondbacks, Reggie Sanders, I think, is over 300. But you're right. The only one that I can think of that's a switch hitter would be Carlos Beltran. Good job by you.
That's a good question.
Rob, how do we do there?
Man, you guys named like at least 6 of them on the list. I was really impressed. I'm starting to think it was a little too easy.
No, that was not an easy question.
No, that's a good question.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Hang on a second.
Ooh, so now this is where the real problem starts.
We got Andy.
He's out.
Rob, Rebecca.
Andy's out.
We're done with Andy?
He's out.
RJ, I don't know what you... RJ's so nice. Can I just hang up on him, or do you need to say, like, you did not win, thank you for your service, goodbye?
I think he's hearing that, so do you feel it would be mean if I then picked up the phone after we said on the air,
Andy,
you lose?
He hears what I say right now.
Yeah.
We're going to hang up on you, bye-bye. Okay, Andy gone. So now it's...
I don't know if that's better or worse.
But. Rob on the highway with that question, or Rebecca with the tennis question, East Rockaway.
Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which question are you more likely to use? Which question is most topical?
Maybe the Golden Slam? But the 300-300 is a good question.
That's a really good question. It really is.
I don't think you're wrong with either one. RJ, why don't you help us here?
I think the rules prohibit this. I'll go to radio jail. And at this rate, I'm going to see Rick there for his...
I think we go... I think we go... Now, I like... Robert's question is really good.
Really good.
But because we've been talking about your love for the French Open,
yep.
Rebecca came strong with the tennis question. I think we go Rebecca.
Okay. Rebecca is the winner. Now I'll hang up on Robert. That's what we do, right? Robert, thank you. Bye. He's gone. Call back next week. We'll do it again. And there
I'm
you have
a
it.
Hero.
Rebecca East Rockaway. Hang on the line, Rebecca, because RJ has his 5-pack of questions, and then he'll pick up the line and give you your information.
All righty.
All right.
Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
I like that. Starting easy, Jonathan Stewart, the running back.
I don't know that I know it.
Come on.
Do you know it?
No, but it's not my segment.
Do you need help?
Look at Santiago's good at this.
Jonathan Stewart, and he played for the Giants too.
Yep. Panther.
All I can think of is Oregon, but I don't know that that's right.
That is right.
Oh, nice. A duck.
Oh, all right.
Quack, quack, quack.
Oh, you nerds. Nerds.
That was good. Rashard Mendenhall.
Illinois.
Yep. Jordy Nelson.
Kansas State.
Ooh, see, I thought that would be the tough pull. Matt Forte.
Tulane.
Yeah. And Jamal Charles.
Texas.
Wow. What a rally.
Nice fourth. Nice five pack.
Thank you.
Nice five pack.
Thank you.
Smart. SMRT.
How good was that?
That was really good.
That was good. And that's Stump Rothenberg brought to you by anybody? Anybody?
Sharp Hat.
He had to make up for the one before. Yep. So.
That's accurate. Game-changing custom software.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.